This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So we started this organization called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. It is a at this location on the information superhighway, we unite parents, teachers, and students who join together to promote science, technology, engineering, and math type curriculum over social justice. These are people that want to see successful outcomes in education. If you are seeking educational excellence, you should be on our site. If you know of people that are seeking educational excellence, they should be on our site. But we're about to roll out this product. A friend of mine's been doing this for years. 96% successful rate of getting kids into college, either super discounted or free. Yeah, you heard me right. So we're going to be promoting this on the show. We're doing a big event in Phoenix. If you're interested in helping drive people to it or whatever, we'd love to get your help. But this is going to be revolutionary. I mean, it's just amazing stuff. I'm excited beyond belief. Anyway, the education system stinks in this country. It's racist. It hates parents. It hates students. And it hates teachers that really want to perform. What you'll learn about anything with leftism, it hates success. Go to a union job, a union shop. Go there and work your butt off. If you think you're going to get accolades, you are wrong. They will threaten to put you in cement boots and throw you over the water, over the bridge of the boat. That's how bad it is. You go in and you're successful, they cannot stand it. That's the world that leftism is. Leftism is a world of mediocrity. They don't want a mediocrity, I should say. No meritocracy. The best people don't get promoted and so on and so forth. Quite the opposite. It's the Peter principle at play. If you can backstab, you can do all the wrong things, you get ahead. If you do play by the rules, you are going to get run over. That's how it works. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, breaking it down for you. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news for you, but it's true. Anyway, Seeking Educational Excellence is coming to the aid of a teacher, a high school English teacher in Texas, who was fired for sending tweets to the president asking him to rid her school of people who are illegally in this country. She's tired of having to teach English to people that don't speak English. She wasn't hired for that. She was taught to teach proper English to people who speak English. She's not an English as a second language teacher. She's an English teacher. Anyway, they said that they wanted, she got a ruling that reinstated her with her salary. But she got fired over a tweet where she asked the president. Now, I want you to just understand this. This is a woman who's got a career. And she gets so frustrated, she sends a tweet that probably isn't even going to be read by the president. Let's just be honest. But she's frustrated. So she says, Mr. President, I've been doing this a lot of years, and here's my problem. Could you please look into this? That's all it took. You want to know why? Somebody was monitoring her tweets. Let me tell you why they were monitoring her tweets. Because there's a teacher that works with her that said, she's a subversive. She's a conservative. She doesn't believe as we believe. Monitor her tweets. And they put her on a list, and somebody was monitoring everything she said, everything she did. How do you think I got fired from Fox? Somebody monitoring. And here's what's funny. I don't know what happened on her end. With me, It wasn't even legitimate people that were tweeting about, that were, it was a farm, or an automated farm that just did a negative campaign on me and got me fired. This is what cracks me up about conservatives. So wishy-washy. So she gets fired. They said, but the ruling isn't the last part of the story because the district said it believed their firing was appropriate and it's going to appeal the state's ruling. It was appropriate, they say, for them to fire her because she voiced her personal opinion about a role that she's playing and saying, my job is too tough. And it's tough because of policies that are making it difficult. Mr. President, can't you ask your legislature for things you want? Sometimes you just got to break it down, make it simple for people, right? We stand by our decision because we firmly believe this is in the best interest of all students, said Kent P. Scribner, the superintendent of the school district. Well, guess what? Seeking educational excellence, we are bombarding this clown. We're telling him, you did the wrong thing, so we're going to rain down a crap storm on this dude like he's never seen. See, he's used to just making these stupid arbitrary decisions and no repercussions. We're coming to the aid of the defense of this teacher. My team is already on this. I don't know if you guys want to be involved with this, but if you do, contact us at kjradio.com. This woman hasn't been paid since June of this year. Now, I don't know whether she's married. Her name is Georgia Clark. I don't know if she's married. I don't know what her financial situation is. But since June of this year, she hasn't gotten a paycheck because of a tweet. A tweet about her job. Social media is not supposed to ruin people's lives. It's not. Don't misunderstand me. I get the thing, like the rape that they had on Facebook Live. That should ruin lives. Somebody voicing their opinion about a job that isn't, you know, over the top, that just says, Mr. President, can you please do something about it? You lose your job? This is the world you want to leave for the youngsters? I often think about this for my youngest son. He's such an outspoken kid. I got to leave this kid a lot of money because he doesn't give a crap. He's not politically correct. He's not going to toe the line. He tells off-colored, crude jokes at times, I mean, for his age. And being honest, I encourage it. I'm going to have to figure something out because I'm telling you, this world is not for him. This world is the world that we grew up in. He can't survive in this one. He has to go back. More than we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hello, for a correctness, has a space, this place, excuse me. We all want to live in a polite society. We just have to kind of work on the levels and come to an agreement of what that actually looks like. I personally am not afraid of other people's freedom of expression. I don't use it as a weapon. It just makes me feel better, and I'm sorry if I hurt anybody, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. Everything I'm supposed to say.
That may be one of the funniest clips Dave Chappelle, and he ended it with with a fart sound. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We are not politically correct. I hear people say, they'll say things like, well, Kevin, I'm not politically correct. And I go, well, good for you. I'm not either. I'm not either. But I have the record. I'm on record for it. I'll tell you guys a quick story. So a buddy of mine runs a big charity, and he wanted me to come. And the person, they have a group that researches anybody coming to the event. They want to stay so far away from controversy. It's ridiculous. So he says, hey, he called me up. He says, hey, Kev, he goes, you know, got you coming to the event. He goes, I just want you to know what my team found about you. And it was almost all dominated with Fox News and you calling, you being fired from Fox and you calling the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks. And I said, yeah. And he goes, you know, you might want to clean that up. He goes, doesn't matter to me. He goes, we're friends. I don't care. He goes, I just want you to know what we found. And I said, I wear that as a badge of honor. He goes, really? He said, I'd like to kind of get your take on it. He goes, just to understand where your head is. He goes, man, it has nothing to do with the event. You're coming, you know, want you there, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, first of all, I don't think what I said was that bad. And he goes, he goes, what is a skank? So I said, it's a woman of ill repute, you know, a kind of a dirty woman, a woman that would do what those people did, accuse you of something you didn't do, you know, that kind of thing, a person that you wouldn't trust. So he looked it up. He gave me the actual definition, and he goes, wow. He goes, that's not that bad. And I went, I know. It's not that word is no big deal. I said, you know, I could have chosen words that people would immediately recognize as bad. You know what I mean? Like the C word. But I didn't. I chose skank specifically because I happen to be a wordsmith. I'm a writer and a thinker. And I chose that word specifically. And it was spot on. They are lying skanks. So anyway, he says, but you wear it as a badge of honor. I go, yeah. I said, here's why. I said, a friend of mine who's adopted 8 black kids, a white guy, wealthy white man, was accused of being a racist by people that he thought were his friends, leftist. He's working hard within the black community. My friend, I'm talking about empowerment, building buildings there, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. This guy's he does real estate, and he's investing in the black community. He's donating to black community leaders. He is an upstanding citizen among blacks. And one day, an alderman decided to call him a racist. And this is a man that not only invested in the black community, he adopted 8 black kids and sent them to college. And they called him a racist. And he met privately with the alderman and said, why are you trying to destroy me? You know I'm none of the things that you're talking about. And the alderman looked at him and said, man, we go back a long way, and I know you mean good. He goes, but you are making too much of an impact, a positive impact in the black community, and we decided, the blacks decided, we got to take you down. We know you're not a bad man, but we got to take you down. That's a true story. So I said, I know how this game is played. And I said, the reason why he and I are friends is because I stood up for him. While everybody abandoned him, I stood up for him. And so my friend tells me a story about a friend of his who was embroiled in a controversy, guilt by association. And he says, Kevin, when I went to his office, everything was going on. His life was practically in shambles, not financially. He's a very wealthy guy. But he said his reputation was important to him. And he says, I saw him, and he goes, we saw each other, and we hugged, and we cried together. And I told him, I know the character of who you are, and I will support you. And the guy was so happy. And he goes, I may be one of the few people that continue to support the guy. And I was like, well, see, you're a stand-up guy. Why are we talking? Because you're a stand-up guy. You know me. You know me to be a stand-up guy. So I said, when you read something like that, knowing the definition of skank, knowing what Kavanaugh went through, understanding that what I did was, as a principled person, say, I don't believe that story. It's got way too many holes. We've gone way too far. We are now destroying the fabric of America, and particularly hurting men within this country with these stupid, specious allegations, false allegations, and I'm going to stand up. And you need to know Kevin did the right thing. So I said, if the history books say Kevin got fired from Fox because he called liars, lying skanks, I'm okay with that. It is a badge of honor for everybody out there, like my friend who's been accused of something they didn't do, for everybody out there, like your friend who was accused of something that they didn't do and they had people to stand by them. I want to be that guy. And he goes, dude, wow. He goes, man, now I know why we're friends. And I said, and that's why the people that listen to my show, that read my tweets, that read my work, that go to my movies or whatever else that I do. That's why they do it. That's why when sponsors eventually start supporting my show and go, we want Kevin behind, they'll say, that is a dude that stands on principle. That's why. And I'm not backing down. And if I could back, I could go grovel to Fox. I promise I'm never going to say that. Just please let me. Screw Fox. As an Italian guy said when I was coming out of a comedy club in Washington, D.C., he saw me, he recognized me. He's like, hey, dude, what's up, man? I was like, hey, man. He's like, and he looked at me. I didn't know who the dude was. And then he looks at me and he goes, man, they didn't do you right, man. And he goes, F Fox. And then his buddies were like, yeah, F Fox. And I started cracking up. Hadn't been on TV in over a year, and these guys knew me. And you know what I hear? Every time I tell somebody I got fired from Fox and I explain why, you know what they say? They go, well, what you said was true. And I go, exactly. That's why. Anyway, Dave Chappelle's talking about political correctness. What a statement he made. Good for him. That's why I consider him one of the best. We talked about Chappelle's comedy show where he talked about Juicy Smollett, and he's so, I mean, I love that clip because he's being so cleverly sarcastic as he talks about all this stuff. I appreciate free speech and expect to be others. I don't even know, you can go back and listen to it, but I love how he did that. And then at the end he ends it with a fart because he's saying screw all of it. And I got to tell you, it's liberating. I can speak for myself. It's liberating to know that you stand on principle. And there are some people out there who recognize it and support you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Votes on impeachment in the House-led Judiciary Committee are expected later today or tonight. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson calls the entire impeachment process a charade.
This impeachment's going to fail. The Democrats will pay a heavy political price for it. But the Pandora's box they've opened today will do irreparable injury to our country in the years ahead.
House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says he's hopeful that Congress will finish up the appropriations bill before next week's deadline.
It's so unfortunate that here we are waiting to the end of the year with something that should have been done much sooner, but impeachment has overtaken everything in this body.
The government is due to run out of money at the end of next week. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says that she believes a plan will be put forth to move forward funding bills and says there will be no lockdown. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We live in crazy times, folks. It's, as they said, it's the best of times and the worst of times. It's the best of times because we are living in a time where the ease of being a human being is unlike any other time in history. I mean, I remember with the remote control, it was like a big deal to have a remote control or a CD player. Try to find a CD player. I was sending out my movie to some people that were going to help us to finance it, and they go, "Kevin, we don't have a CD player." I'm like, what? No. The new computers don't have CD players. So we had to rethink it. So we're sending stuff off in thumb drives. I want you to understand, we're sending things off in thumb drives. Things are just moving so fast. We live in a time of ease, of so much ease. We're not really in war. I mean, we're in a culture war. And thankfully, we have a culture warrior. It's funny, I talked about this a couple weeks ago? Donald Trump is our first wartime president in addressing the culture war. He's the first wartime president in modern history to address the culture war. And I'm talking about on our behalf. We are fighting against the left in ways that I can promise you we never thought we'd fight. And this is a bigger battle than the Civil War. Oh, Kevin, that sounds like hyperbole. It is not hyperbole. We fight a bigger battle than we fought in the Civil War. Brother against brother. 65 million supposed people voted for Hillary Clinton. 63 million voted for Trump. The 65 million are, in my opinion, the most, I'm not going to put all of them there, but a bunch of them are the most radical, vapid, anti-American, anti-truth people on the planet, and they would as soon kill you as look at you. And then there's us. We want to fight with rules. We believe in the rule of law. We believe in giving people a shot to speak. But we believe in all the things that would allow them to exist. They wouldn't let us. If they had their way, they would shut us down. They do it to themselves all the time. Let me put it a different way. The 65 million people that voted for Hillary Clinton, I guarantee you 20 million of them don't even really think like her. They don't like, if they're pressed, they will easily make the switch over to something else. That's our job. Our job is to make that happen. Our job is to make that easier. Anyway, we're discussing nonsense today. I look at, we're discussing vaping. Vaping. So we've got cigarettes that people smoke. They're laced with nicotine. We charge a percentage to the tobacco companies to pay for it, so they pay a premium to the government. The government claims it wants to cut back on smoking. Then somebody comes along and says, "Hey, I'll give you smokeless." And it'll have flavors, whatever else, and you can ingest stuff. Oh, some people died from vaping. I don't know how many, but not a fraction that have died from smoke. Not a fraction that have died from half the other crap that Democrats allow you to do. But vaping's the issue. You go, I'm just trying to explain to you how crazy it is. Vaping is now a big, oh my gosh, vaping. So companies that invested millions of dollars, you know, said, you know what, you don't want to be, have this intrusive smoke blowing in your face. We'll give you a smokeless system that gives you the same feeling of euphoria as a cigarette. And somebody steps in. I don't know who. Don't know. I'm not going to investigate it. All I'm telling you is somebody came along and went, oh, they're trying to take the smoke out of, you know, and the smell out of the clothes and all this other stuff. And we're going to get them. So they start. Now we're dealing with vaping. It's the next opioid crisis for all I know, right? Oh, you want to talk opioids? I'll give you a system of a liberal system that says let every junkie that wants to go into a hospital and pretend that they're hurt get painkillers that you know are addictive, and you get them painkillers, and they finally, after decades, they set up a system that says, look, let's track these junkies and make sure they're not getting too many of these pills. But do they really want to solve the problem? Who's been overdosing? I don't mean it in the sense of overdose and a kill, but who's been overdosing these people, giving them more medicines than they should have, and creating this stuff? I guarantee you, all of it points back to leftism, but are they going to take credit for this? So we got a lot to talk about. We got crazy stuff. We can talk about immigration. You want to talk about immigration crazy? You want to talk about NATO crazy? You want to talk about trade policy, monetary policy crazy? You want to talk about education crazy? I'll give you all those crazies, and let me tell you, the epicenter of it always comes back to some dumbass liberal who just decides, okay, I don't like this policy. I don't like this or that for whatever reason, because it doesn't apply to them. Most of the people that don't like vaping don't vape. Don't even know what it's, wouldn't even know what a vape thing looks like. There was no issue with it, but they don't. Do they have to? Have they ever had to shoot a gun to be able to tell you not to have one? Let me ask you this question this way. How many leftists who are anti-gun do you think have been to shoot a gun, been to a gun range, went to see, you know, how meat was harvested in the old days? Anything close. How many of them do you think really understand it? Yeah. Not very many, right? Now, what are we talking about now? We're talking about impeachment over what? A president doing his job. That's it. That's all Donald Trump wants to do is do his job. What are you talking about? 2020 election? You know why impeachment's being discussed? Because Donald Trump is moving up. They thought they could get rid of this guy years ago. They didn't think he'd ever be president. They never anticipated this. Now, you know what? They got a problem. Judges, Donald Trump's appointing judges. RBG's not going to last another 4 years. They're waiting her out right now. Donald Trump, if RBG were to die today, he could not get an appointment of her. I don't think he could. It would be difficult. I don't know. It would be very difficult to get her get the next nominee through the Senate. Maybe he could. All kinds of stuff. What are we talking about? I tell you, I'm open. Give me your issue. Border issues, drug issues. As I said, schools. School. We shouldn't be talking about this crazy education system that doesn't educate anybody. Let me tell you what we're doing. We have one of my buddies runs a college testing service, and we're going to white label this product, discount it, and we're going to be giving away scholarships so people can get these tests. Long story short, best testing system on the freaking planet. The minute I took the test, I went, holy crap. If I had this to study for my SATs, I would have scored higher for sure. Now, I'm grateful one of my kids practically aced the SAT. The second one scored in the 1400s, and the other two scored in the 1400s. So they're good students. But with this little nudge, would have been even better. But here's the deal. There's a test you can take that tells you what your aptitude is in. They give it to the armed forces. My friend told me, he goes, Kevin, it's the best test of what you should be in life of any test, bar none. And this is a guy that has three PhDs, runs an education organization, and says, this is the best test. So the first thing I would say to you guys is, I can get you a test that will tell your student, your child, where they should lean. But we're going to go a step further. We're then going to get them through this program where they learn how to take these standardized tests to get their scores up so they can potentially get into better schools. But then the third thing, which is the big deal, is we're going to say to you parents, if you don't care about a, quote, vanity school, your kid knows they want to be an architect, and they test and we raise their scores by 200 points, we're going to tell you the school to put them in where you don't have to spend a dime. That's the service that we're offering through SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. It'll be coming soon. So we're solving these problems. Here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you paying a fortune to go to college. I want your kid to get a full ride on all the programs that are out there. And I want them to go places where indoctrination is a lot less likely. I can't stand the education system. Most people know this. I think it's a ruse. So we're doing everything we can to mitigate your cost so you save your money, and hopefully you'll give a little bit of the visit to us because we helped you. But that's what we're doing. But anyway, my point is, you want to talk about education? I'm happy to tell you how racist it is, how sexist it is, how it doesn't protect your kids. Go Google rape on a college campus and see what, crime on a college campus and see what you get. They cover up stuff. They won't even tell you how dangerous their campuses are. Just saw a story the other day. Girl raped at ASU campus because she used some social media site. Guy, 40-year-old guy lures her to a dorm on her campus and she gets raped or whatever. I don't know all the details. That story got out, but the other ones don't. But they want you to believe they're protecting your kid. They're taking care of them. They're not taking care of you. They don't care about you. They don't care about your kids. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, yeah. Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Game gets played on us daily. It's run on us daily. Game. Using that in the vernacular. Game. Meaning somebody's out to fool you. Out to make a fool out of you. Out to get something from you. Something for nothing. You're being gamed. The system games you across the board. That's what liberals specify. Or I should say that's what they are very good at. Is gaming. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com is where you can find me and the team. crazy times in academia, folks, when a girl gets her Women for Trump pen ripped off her blouse by a male teacher who opposes President Trump. And I asked this question earlier. If this happened, except the teacher ripped off a Women for Obama pen, what do you think would happen? You think he would be in, he'd be in prison. He'd be in prison for rape. And here's the thing. I don't recall a single complaint of people wearing Obama shirts, pins, hats, logos, whatever, to school. Not one. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but and I'm not Googling it, but you can Google it. I don't recall one incident where somebody wore Obama shirt, his logo, any of the things that we're talking about with Trump, any type of hat, anything pro-Obama. In fact, I don't recall one single school where when Barack Obama became president, they stuck his sorry little face up in that school, put Obama this, that, and the other. There were anybody complain. I don't remember a single story. Donald Trump gets put up in a school. I know places, I know schools where they don't have his picture up. I've walked through a school where they do not have the president's picture up. The same school had Barack Obama's up. So it's a double standard. And we're getting gamed all the time. I want to make you guys aware of how the system works to our detriment in academia. It's a story about Baltimore residents who are racist. And I was reading this story, and essentially it was a social engineering experiment by the city of Baltimore. Now here's what's going on in Baltimore. Baltimore's highly segregated. Baltimore is one of the most so-called progressive cities in the country. And in the article, the author says Baltimore is highly segregated. Did we do it? Did Donald Trump do it? Did Ronald Reagan do it? No. It's been run by Democrats for decades, and it is highly segregated. So what they decided to do was they said, we're going to take a bunch of black kids and we're going to move them over to a white neighborhood school. And the majority of the kids in this school now are black in a white neighborhood. And as I'm reading the article, it says the kids feel out of place. And I thought, shocker. You've been used to going to a school in your neighborhood. Things around you are familiar. You're getting sent to this new thing. It's a social engineering experiment. And here's what they want to do. They wanted the black kids to experience this new culture. This shiny object called white culture. So they moved them. An experiment to see how the kids would adapt, how the neighborhood would adapt to these black kids. Now, you understand how school systems work, right? I mean, you're not stupid. If you have kids, let me tell you what you've done. You said, I'm going to work hard and I'm going to move to where my kids get in the best school district I can put them in. So, as opposed to living in squalor and going to crappy schools, you saved up your money. You said, we are moving over to the suburbs, and you moved. I did this myself. I can tell you point blank, when my kids were growing up, I moved to Plano because Plano public schools were among the best in the country. So I moved my kids, we moved them to Plano. So that's what you do as a parent. You say, I'm going to buy a house that costs $500,000. It's going to put me in a certain demographic, and the schools are going to be this, yada, yada. And you do that. So this is what these people did in Baltimore. They bought, these white folks said, I'm going to save up my money. I'm going to go buy a home in this area so my kids can go to this school. And what somebody did in social engineering is say, nope, we're going to take your white kids out of your school, put them over here with some, we're going to, and I'm not talking about busing. This is just an experiment that said, we're bringing these black kids over to this one school in a white neighborhood, and they're going to be the majority of the kids in this school. And they did it. And the kids feel uncomfortable, according to the article. And one kid goes, yeah, these white people, they look at us, but they don't say nothing to us. And I'm like, what's that got to do with it? It's funny to me that a person would peel that out of the article, go, well, these white people won't even look at us. Okay, so let's analyze that for a second. because I got bleeding heart liberals that listen to the program, and they're going, Kevin, well, that's Jeremy's true. They don't look at these kids. That's pretty bad things. They don't want to look at these kids. What they're looking at is people that took their tax dollars, and they've essentially said, we don't care what you want to do with your tax dollars. You moved into a neighborhood to get your kids here, and we're going to bring in other kids and educate them on your tax dollars. Now, I'm all for school choice and moving them around. I'm not for school social engineering. That's what I'm not for. If these parents say, I'm going to bring my kid to this school because my kid is going to make a difference, that's fine. But to just wholly bring an entire group of black kids and say, oh, well, they need to see white culture, it's going to work. And then what do the kids do? First thing they do, they complain that the parents don't seem to care about them. Last time I checked, that's not what you're there for. You're there to go to that school to see what you do in that environment. And here's what I'll tell you. I'm going to let you in on a dirty little secret. If you're good, if you're smart, if you're studious, if you are courteous, whether somebody looks at me or smiles at me or not, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look at them. I'm going to smile. I'm going to say, good morning, sir. But do you think that they focus on that in this article? No. They said the residents seem angry. I'm telling you, the residents are the ones that are the problem. The people who moved into a neighborhood for certain schools, and by the way, I don't think they care about white, black, or indifferent. I don't know what the makeup of the school was before, but now it is majority black, Baltimore, busing them in because somebody had the bright idea, these kids need to see another side of life. I don't have a problem with that. But I want a commitment from the parents. I want a commitment from the neighborhood that says, look, we're thinking about doing this. You guys okay with this? Baltimore didn't check on any of that. But that's not even the bigger issue that I have. Yeah. Giving them a taste of white living. Nice idea, nice concept. But these experiments are not meant to help the children. They're meant to highlight a supposed narrative of the left that white residents don't like black kids. That's still not my problem. My problem with this problem, this story. My problem with this story is how it overlooks the fact that in Baltimore, there are these things called black neighborhoods. See, kids are being moved out of these black neighborhoods and taken to these white neighborhoods so they can get a little taste of a different culture. Now, I want to just ask progressives, how does that exist? Where is the dividing lines between black neighborhoods and white neighborhoods? I know in a progressive city, you're not redlining and making it to where blacks can't move into white neighborhoods. So why is it a white neighborhood? And why are blacks having to come out of these so-called black neighborhoods and into these so-called white neighborhoods when you've made all this so-called progress? Nowhere in the article does the author put the responsibility of these black kids having to leave black neighborhoods on black parents. Nowhere in the articles does the author put this issue on black students. Nowhere does the author put this issue on black school administrators. Nor do they put it on politicians. No, the evil in this story are the white folks who are getting black kids dumped in the community, in schools that they did not sign up for. If white folks want to go to a ghetto school, they move to the ghetto. But you know what? Black folks don't want to move in there either. They have a word for it. It's called gentrification. Now, let's recap here. Now that we've had our lesson for the day, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, they want to take black kids out of black neighborhoods to show them the white side of town, how it is on the white side of town. When white people want to move into black neighborhoods and bring their Whole Foods and their lattes and their Starbucks and whatever else, they say, you're gentrifying. They don't want to see the white side of culture there. Do you think you're going to win this fight? Do you ever think you're going to convince a leftist to do something that's going to satisfy them? Or do you think they're going to always seem to find a problem with what you are setting up?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.